So I just want to talk a wee bit about ethics because I find them very interesting. So in a sense, Buddhism doesn't have a great metaphysics of ethics. Buddhist ethics is praxis, it's practice really. If you think about the best known lists of Buddhist ethical kind of suggestions or guidelines, the Vinaya arose in response to behaviour. So something, the Buddha, something would happen within the community and it would become obvious that had caused some problem and then a rule would come. That's a very simplistic way of looking at the Vinaya, but it is a way of looking at it. And in more contemporary terms, there are lots of lists of precepts. Most Buddhists will follow or be interested in living their life according to at least the 5 basic precepts, which we chant in the morning. So ways of actually living with non-violence, not taking what's not given to us, living in contentment, living truthfully, and living in a way in which we don't intoxicate our mind, heart and body. So those 5 quite basic kind of principles. Buddhist ethics is practical. It's a mind-based ethics, but it's actually also a practical ethics. It's to do with engagement with the world. It's to do with our energy coming out, our values in a way enacted in the world. Unlike Western ethical or moral philosophy, which has hugely, it's got all sorts of channels and ways of describing ethics, etc. The 3 main ways in the West of looking at ethics, philosophically speaking, which are Kantian ethics, utilitarian ethics, and Aristotelian ethics. I would like to say a wee tiny bit about that because I think it's kind of quite interesting. So ethics, as Kant described it, is a kind of ethics in which we look backwards for the reasons for our behaviour. So put this incredibly simply because it's only a wee tiny bit in my talk. But it's ontological, it looks backwards and it's duty bound in a sense, Kantian ethics. And I don't mean, that's not a negative thing, it's based on responsibility and duty. So if I'm going to pay a Cooper back the £5 that I borrowed off him because I made a promise to, actually this is just an example, did not borrow £5 of Cooper, so don't get excited. You are not getting £5. But had I borrowed £5 from a Cooper and I'd said to him at that moment, I will give you that £5 back by next Thursday, then I would be duty-bound to give you, as an ethical being, I would give you that £5 back next Thursday because that was the promise that I made. So it's based on a past promise, if you like. I'm morally obliged because of previous decisions to act in a particular way. Utilitarian ethics, which is mainly Bentham and Mills, is more future looking. It's more dependent. Consequences is what interests the utilitarians. So I will give him back his £5 because he would benefit from having that £5 back in his pocket. And I would benefit from having acted in an ethical way, so I would therefore be a more ethical person. Aristotelian ethics is more virtue-based. So it's a kind of virtue. It's a middle way, really, between those two. And more than a middle way, it's maybe a synthesis of those two. So it's to do with the virtue of the person, really. So I become a moral person by acting morally. So I give a Cooper back his £5 because I made a promise and because he'll feel better for it. And because I don't really want to give him back his £5. I quite like having that £5. I can think of all sorts of things I could do with the £5. But I will give him it back, and in the giving it back to him, I will be a more morally upright person. And that isn't just a kind of intellectual thing, but it will have had an effect on me, having done that action. Having acted in that way will have an effect on me. So the virtue is the transformation of the person through the adoption of a consciously chosen action. And that's the important thing, it's a consciously chosen action. So we're not just talking here about kind of, well, if I don't pay him back, he might get the law in and make me pay it back. Because actually it's against the law and it's a crime to not give him back his £5. It's not a contract in that kind of a sense. It's not a moral justice in that kind of a sense. It's more something to do with, I have a very strong value of honesty. And if I act in accordance with that value will each time become more deeply rooted in my person. And where I don't act in accord with that value, I'll feel out of kilter with myself. And that won't help me in my path. So Buddhist ethics, so that kind of starts with decision. I mean, you know, I did make a promise I'd give you that back. And actually it's carried through to action, and in that action that myself is transformed. So you can see Buddhist ethics in a way actually is a bit of a kind of, it has a, some of the elements of all of those things. If we take precepts, you could say, well, we're making a promise to behave in a certain way. If we think in terms of the consequences of our actions, well, of course we want to act in a way that benefits beings. And in a sense, it is to do with, it probably comes down mostly in terms of virtue, I think. Buddhist ethics is mostly a virtue-based ethics. We want to transform the self through acting in a particular kind of way.